Blog Talk Radio.
Gospel USA.
Welcome to the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour. We are here. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. We are here. Today, we're going to just have a little bit going on. We just got some music that's going to be playing, and everything is going to be all right. Amen. According to God's will and his plan. God is worthy, God is worthy, God is worthy. Hallelujah. Yes, you are God, Jesus. I just want to thank you, God. I want to thank you for your grace and mercy on this morning. Father, Lord Jesus, there's none like you, Lord. Nowhere across the face of the earth, God. We thank you for your grace and mercy on this morning. We thank you for allowing your love to reflect down on us this morning, God. Father, Lord Jesus, today we're praying for the sick and the shut in. We're praying for the babies all over the world, God. We are praying, Father, Lord Jesus, because of who you are, we can be who we are. God, there is not none like you. Father, we want to just thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning, keeping us at peace, waking us up in our right mind, God, Jesus. Father, Lord Jesus, I just want to say thank you, God. We are praying against the monsters that want to bring harm to the babies, God, Jesus. We thank you, Father, Lord Jesus, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Father, Lord Jesus, because we can't do a thing without you, God, Jesus. So we want to say thank you, Lord, for just another day's journey. We're praying for the sick and the shut in. We're praying for the families that have lost loved ones on this morning, God. We're just praying for those that need prayer. We're asking that you just keep your blood around us, God, Jesus. Keep us from danger, seen and unseen dangers, God Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you, and we thank you. On this morning, I would just like to read a word coming to you today from out of, I do believe that I just want to read something out of Psalms. Psalms is like an awesome, awesome chapter to be reading out of. So, what I would like to say out of Psalms 103, as it reads, starting with verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowdeth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy mouth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. So today we're going to just be talking about pray harder. Try God. We have a round table coming today. Women, round table talk, and men are welcome too. So I'm going to go to another song and just until we get our special guests to come on the line. Amen. we're going to go to another song.
Can I get a witness? Anybody ever seen that? All I see is storm clouds every time I look up there. All I get is bad news. Double gems don't slow down. Same old issues. 2 weeks in a row now.
I look around and I see that everything's changing but me. I'm far from home I used to be.
Frustrated, make you wanna lay your Holy Ghost down. And now I don't just that, but I really don't know how. Fed up, stressed out, really need help right now.
I look around and I see that everything's changing for me.
Guess I really should've known better. Mama told me every day like this, I would find myself alone and I had to turn to Jesus, cause he's the only friend who will always be there for me. He'll never leave or forsake me, no. No. Scrolling through my Instagram and my Facebook, and then I put this on Twitter.
Tonight I just I wish
it's
all oh, oh, oh. Everything's gonna be alright.
Be alright.
Everything's gonna be alright.
Be alright.
Tonight I just I'm just so glad I got God.
An emergency, can't take this no more. I'm about to scream, deliver me. I need a special delivery. Should have known from the start that my heart fell apart. I'm sitting here crying, alone in the dark.
My time zone, when my mind's gone and I'm flying home and I'm stressed out and I'm tempted to get that cell phone and go pull it up, but you know what's up and you know that ain't gonna solve nothing. I mean, Lord forbid, I might fall or something and I'm all another, cause
all I need is
to hold me down like bitch strapped to the psych ward. It's killing me, but you still with me when I fight hard. And you digging me when I'm egging you. Deal with me when my car's pulled. Could've dealt with me, but you fell for me before I fell for you. out, I question my allegiance. Cause the way you love me, I could never leave you. I need you.
By my side, thick and thin, high and low, don't let go. We gon' ride, we gon' win, don't know how, all I know. You all I ever needed, you all I ever needed. You all I ever needed, you all I ever needed.
How did I fall in this? No condition that get a mention, but you offer this unconditional love. I swear I sell it all for this. Trying to keep it together, forgive my awkwardness, but often it's just you and me off in this valley of shadows, and I know they trying to pick me off in this, but all I need is you. It's funny just how off I get when I ain't riding with you. No adjectives for your awesomeness. They burning one for that burnout. This life done got them all turned out. Took time out to put time in, so I turn to you when I want out. Need is you. You slow me down cause you know me now, but my phone is smiling. I'm acting like it's all copacetic. It's so pathetic, so juvenile.
Know what you do?
You keep me cool in the summer when they be dressing less than I be wanting to show up and stunt. But there ain't nothing to want. You give me all that I need. All I need is you to keep that fire burning for me. All I need is you.
By my side, thick and thin, high and low, don't let go. We gon' ride, we gon' win, don't know how, all I know.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Lady Love, and Mr. Faith to Faith himself. And I see we have one of our guests on. And caller, who do we have on the line?
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Who
God bless you.
Line?
How are you this morning?
Oh,
I am Actress Teresa Guilford.
Yeah. We have my sister Kiki. Hallelujah. God bless you this morning. And how are you, my dear sister?
Oh, I am blessed, highly favored, wide awake, had two cups of coffee, and out to do some kingdom work.
Hallelujah. Well, we want to welcome you to our show today. We thank God for you because without God, nothing is possible. And we know through Christ we can do all things. So I know that we're going to have a round table talk today. I know there's supposed to be a couple of more callers, but before they come on, why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself?
Oh, wow. I always say first and foremost, I am a child of God. I am a sister in the world. I am a sister, brother. Well, I'm not a brother. I am a sister. I'm an auntie. I'm a friend, I'm family, I'm just, you know, Teresa, and from Youngstown, Ohio. I currently live in North Carolina, Winston-Salem. Of course, entrepreneur, actress, business and management marketer. Basically, I'm just a child of God, you know. I mean, when it boils down to everything else that I do, when it comes to work, everything else just falls in place. I don't, you know, I'm just a child of God, just trying to do some work out here in the world and show some positivity, show that, you know, as humans we still care for each other and that we're still compassionate and that we still have a spirit of sincerity as well as sensitivity to people, you know, needs and things. So I'm just a child of God out here just trying to make it like the next.
Amen, amen. Well, that's a blessing within itself right there, because most people don't know how to even communicate, to even try to get from A to Z. You know, they feel like it's all about them and they've done it and nobody else has done anything for them. And, you know, but because of God's grace and his mercy, he gave us brand new grace and mercy to be able to see the vision that God has given us. And without the vision, people will perish. So we thank God for his vision that he has installed inside of us to be able to see what God needs us to do. Because, you know, it's not about us. It's about ministering to the people and deliver God's message to them. No matter how it's done, it could be through songs, it could be through teaching, it can be through plays, it can be through writing, it can just be through whatever vision God has given you. But God has given us many talents, but we definitely know that God will give us more than we can handle on our plate. And I see another one of our callers came on the line. My ass is on the line.
Hello and welcome to whoever that is.
Yes. Caller, who are, it might be Miss Monica. Is that Miss Monica? Okay. Well, I'm not sure, but maybe they have to unmute their line. But getting back to what we were saying, we want to welcome the caller, whoever's on the line. So God bless you, and thank you for chiming in. So God
and
is.
And you know what? I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
You off, sis. But when you were talking about all the things of how, you know, we are out here to work, and I was going to say, and sometimes God just wants us in silence. And that caller just actually just proved that you know, even though they're going to speak, they just proved that. Sometimes he just wants us just to be amongst and just to sit, you know.
Right,
sometimes
right,
somebody
right,
just needs you to sit with them. They don't even need you to say nothing.
Right. Sometimes people just want to just, you know, hear what God is saying, because we definitely have to have an ear to know what God is saying, because if you don't understand what God is trying to tell you, then you just won't know, because you have to have an ear to hear what the word of God is saying. And like you said, sometimes God just wants us to be in silence and just humble ourselves so we can hear from God, because you know what? God is not a God that's going to be like, hey, yeah, I'm over here, hey.
No, right.
No, that's not God. God is that small, still voice that's within inside of each and every one of us, because we all can hear from God. God don't just say, well, I got certain people that I want to just hear from me. No, we all can hear from God if we just humble ourselves and just know that God has a word for us. God has a word for each and every one of us. God has a vision for each and every one of us. And, you know, this is the vision that he has given unto us, the faith-to-faith gospel hour. And we could have just said, nah, we ain't going to do this because that ain't going to work, you know. People ain't going to listen. People ain't going to come on the call. People don't want to be bought. But you know what? We just stepped out on faith, because you have to have faith, you know. If you don't have faith, then you have nothing. If you don't have God, you really don't have nothing, you know. So we just thank God for his presence here over each and every one of our lives. But now this is what I want to know, because I've heard so much about it, and I know I can remember all the way back. It might have been the year before last, like 2015, when I heard you start talking about SOL. So I'm like, what is SOL? tell the listeners what SOL is all about.
Absolutely. SOL, and thank you for that. SOL is Speak Out Loud Productions, and it's just about, you know, myself, I consider myself an advocate for anything that I can do, you know, to be a part of. So I consider myself an advocate, and speaking out loud is one of the things that SOL is concerning, is basically giving voices or giving people that opportunity to have a platform to hey, your voice is actually, you know, we hear you. And we want you to speak out loud about your journeys. We want you to speak out loud about your passions, your dreams, your the things that you want. God tells us to speak things into existence. And with SOL, I want people that are, of course, because I'm an actress, of course, because I'm in production and entertainment, I feel like, you know, on that end, I can at least allow people to have a platform to speak out loud on their journey in acting and production and directing, anything that has to do with entertainment altogether, you know, and from the lighting person in theater to the actress that's on the actual that's bringing out a character to the songstress that's actually touching somebody. So somebody that has a journey and that wants a platform to speak out loud on what they've been doing, their ins and outs of entertainment, the fact of being a Christian and trying to be an actress and portray different characters, you know, speak on that journey. Let people know how your auditions are going, how the parts that you're taking, how you feel about the ups and downs of trying to, you know, bring your passion to life. So that's basically what Speak Out Loud is. It's basically the ins and outs of arts and entertainment and acting and producing.
Amen. Amen. And I see that. I see that Miss Monica is on the phone, but I don't know if she realized that we can hear her. Can you hear us, Miss Monica? Okay, well, I am excited about that because I know that you have done, you know what, I've seen it. I am excited because God has brought you from a long way from when from back when we first got started, you know, and we were doing our own things. And, you know, God said, that's just not what I have for you. I have something else for you. But you need to go on and go through all your little ins and outs before I can actually let you go forward and do what I need you to do, because I need you to be fully focused on what I need you to do. And, you know, we always want to take on so much, but God is not going to allow us to have more than we can handle. And then in our mind, we'd be like, man, I got a whole lot on my plate, blah, 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 blah. But that's not always the case. If we ask God for something, and he know that our heart desires it, he is going to give us just what we ask for. And then when we get it, we want to say, oh, my God, I got so much on my plate. But that's not it, because we ask for it. We ask God for this. We ask God for that. And we say, God, if you just give it to me, God, I'll do it. If you send me, God, I'll go. And, you know, and that's what he do, because you're asking for it. Beware of what you ask God for, because he's going to give it to you. And I thank God for each and every situation that I be put into. I thank God for each and every task that he gives us. I just thank God for just, you know, if he wakes us up in our right mind, I thank God for that. You know, because he didn't have to do it. He don't owe us anything. God don't owe us nothing. God already paid the sacrifice with his son when he went up on that cross. You know, he didn't have to go up on the cross. God could have, Jesus could have said, nah, this is not how this story is going to go, because he could have sent down a legion, an army of legions, and to stop in the blink of an eye when they took him. But he went willingly. So, you know, it's because of God's unconditional love, and God's love and tender and care, and God's grace and mercy, that we're able to just do this show today. And I thank God for it. And
absolutely.
I'm just excited. You know, I'm excited. You know, we got something going on. We got some things coming up, y'all. We got some things coming up. Ooh. I wish Evangelist Early in the Gifford Weaver was on the line, but I know that she has to take care and take care of some things.
We're actually out since right now. We stepped back to the house for a second so she can prepare dinner, you know, for her husband to be able to go to work and stuff and have something for his lunch. But we're at the wash house too as well, so we got to go back there as well. But, you know, nevertheless, she's definitely here in spirit as well. too, is, you know, and she knows that we're on. She knows that we're talking about, you know, all the things that ties into it. Speak Out Loud is an actual, is under her umbrella as well for the Shekinah Glory drama.
Hello?
The Black Hands for You Arts as well. So definitely being a part of that too as well. So speaking on her behalf as well. You know, definitely, you know, and I just wanted to elaborate too, sis, on the fact that when we, you were talking about, you know, when we ask God for certain things, he's going to equip you, he's going to help you educate yourself, he's going to help you go through things to be able to, you know, those things that you asked for, to help you be equipped to be able to do those things. And we got to stop putting those limits on him, because, you know, it's us that put the limits on God and what he has for us when we ask him for it. It's not him that's putting the limits, because once we ask him for it, we put it out there like he tells us to. But we got to stop. We got to trust, and we got to stop having that fear and step out on faith, you know, and allow God to do what he's supposed to do. You know, stop. Don't limit him to what you trusted him to actually do and what you asked him for. You know, so we got to step outside of our own ability and trust that his supernatural ability is going to work in what we asked him for ourselves and for the world, you know, for whatever we're doing.
Amen.
You know, so I believe in that faith. I believe in stepping out. I believe in, you know, there's a season for everything. You have to, you know, we're farmers out here. And in farming, you have to, it's a process.
Amen.
You know?
Yes, yes. Well, I see that we have Mr. Faith to Faith himself. Mr. Faith to Faith, how you doing, sir?
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning,
good
welcome
morning.
To the team.
Y'all
Miss Monica Beasley. Is that right?
Hi.
Hi, how
oh,
are
right,
you,
now.
Monica? Yay.
We
yeah,
I finally
know,
made it.
that's okay. I did say, like, this was like a round table talk for women, but men are welcome too. You know, men are welcome too, because we don't want to, how do you say that?
Limit.
Not that
exclude.
Too, but we don't.
I did
we
not.
Don't
exclude
them. We don't want to leave nobody out, because you know what? God got a word for men too, just like he has for women.
Absolutely.
And you know, we just thank God. We want to welcome Miss Monica to the show. Amen. How are you doing, Miss Monica?
I am blessed. I'm glad that I finally heard more than I'm on hold. Okay.
I'm
like, I didn't want you to think
sorry.
I wasn't being obedient with the time.
No,
but,
because
you know, there's
I
technical
did.
Difficulties sometimes.
Right, because I had you on and we heard you talking, but I guess, I don't know, you know, the enemy always try to put his little input in. But
I couldn't hear a thing.
What? We heard
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I couldn't hear a thing.
Oh,
I couldn't
God,
hear a well, thing. It just said, my phone said on hold, and that's it. That was it.
I'm so sorry. We apologize for that.
It's not your fault. Okay, you know, that's how things are. Sometimes we give up on things, and
yes,
God is just calling for us to press through. Okay,
right,
so had I just hung up, okay, I'd have missed out on what God had for me. All right,
amen.
But I pressed through. So praise God.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
That's right.
Yes, you know that saying, push. But that means pray until something happens.
Amen.
Pray, you know, pray harder. We have to just know how to just know, like, in our time of need, that we can just call on God and say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke this right now, because God, I know you can fix it in the name of Jesus. And
that's right.
You know, it's fixed, and we thank God for that. And I'm just excited because we have this round table talk, there's supposed to be two more women coming on. But you know what? Sometimes it's who God wants to be on the call is who be on the call. So we just thank God for that. And Miss Monica, should I call you Evangelist Monica, Minister Monica?
You know what? I'm actually, I am an ordained reverend, but I don't like going by that unless I'm in the pulpit, and I'm not in the pulpit, so Monica is perfectly fine.
Well, you know, we do want to respect your title, because if God gave it to you, then that's what it's supposed to be, and I respect it, and I'm sure actress TC, give her respect and Deacon super respect that. So we're going to respect your title, and we have Reverend Monica on the line. So thank God that you was able. I know you say you don't want, but that's what God has given you. So I am going to respect that to the unholy. Amen. Because no matter where
Monica,
you are.
Reverend Monica, she said she's going to put some respect on it now.
Amen.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm just going to just be quiet
Monica.
Then. But know that that's not something that I require. And I think one of the reasons that is because years ago, the lady is dead. I'm not mentioning any names, but
mm-hmm.
This woman was in the hospital, and she was also a woman that was a minister, a reverend, and
mm-hmm.
she got highly indignant with the people in the hospital if they refused to refer to her by her title. And so I guess that was like a message to me, I felt, to always stay humble. And it's not even about that. That's a title. Yeah, I went to school. I have a master's in theology and all of that. But you know what really matters is that I'm a child of God. And when God calls me home, he's not going to say, come home, Reverend Monica. Okay? So
amen.
I'm perfectly fine with being Monica. I have no problem with that.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for you. Well, you know what? I'm just going to like go to a song right now because we are on the call with the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour with our round table talk with women and men. And we're just praying harder and trying God. And we're going to go to a song right now. So I'm praying that this song come through because I'm new at this, y'all.
That's all right.
Amen.
That's all right.
Amen.
Amen.
Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. So much trouble in this world. I don't know what to do. Lord, I'm fighting just to make it through. Yet I'm standing on your word, asking you to help me make it through. But I'm showing lack of faith in you. Lord, help me to trust you. Help me to help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. God, I know you want the best for me. Shows me what I can't see. How can I believe for others and not for me? Help me, Jesus.
All right. Welcome back to the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour on Blog Talk Radio. Help me with my unbelief. That young lady is an awesome, phenomenal singer. She wrote that song when she was going through a hard time. We was just talking last night on the phone. And she wrote that song. When I first heard that song, I mean, I just put it on repeat, and I just kept playing it and playing it and playing it and playing it. Because that song has a lot of meaning to it, because a lot of people say they saved. A lot of people say they trust God. A lot of people say, oh, God is with me. I'm a Christian and all of the above. But then are they really trust God? Do they really ask God to help them with their unbelief? Because I'm going to tell you, everybody, I don't care who you are from the top to the bottom, there comes a time where your faith is going to be tested. Just as soon as you say, God, I need you to fix this. God, change me. God, give me more love. God, show me how to be more like you. And when we do that, you know, like God, like we'll say, for example, God, show me how to have more patience, right? And God will put you in a situation. It could be your enemy. It'll be something. And your faith is going to be tested because you said, God, help me to have more patience. So what God does is put you in a situation with that very person that you can't stand, or that very person that gets on your nerves, to see if you really want more patience. Because if you can have patience with that person that just the least little thing they do agitates you, and it gets on your nerve, and you just, what? You know. If you can have patience with that, then God is helping you. If you say, God, help me to believe that that's you talking to me, God is going to show you, and he's going to help you, but you've got to be willing. You have to be willing to sacrifice whatever it is to even allow God to work on you, through you, in you. So basically, we have to move ourselves out the way. And I want to say we have another caller on the line. I don't know if that's Miss LaWanna or if this
it is.
Hey, God bless you, Miss LaWanna. We want to welcome you to the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour. And I am just grateful. We're just sitting here around the table talking. We have Reverend Monica on the line. We have actress T.C. Gifford on the line. And we have Mr. Faith to Faith himself. And Lady Love, we all want to welcome Miss LaWanna to the call. Everybody, give her a round of applause! Yay!
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you? Me and her was at the Stella's Award weekend in Vegas, you all, and Mr. Faith to Faith himself, and we had a blast.
Yes, we did.
Okay, so Ms. LaWanna, tell the people a little bit about yourself and what you got going on.
Well, I am from Phoenix, Arizona. Shout out to Phoenix. let's see. Well, I'm 26 years old. I have a precious little girl. And right now, I'm currently getting ready to release my new single.
Amen.
It's called Young Girl. So I have to get that to you as well and send it out, you know, to get it out there.
Yes,
but,
ma'am.
God is just good. I mean, he got me at a young age, which is probably good for all of us.
Because,
I mean, just the life that I lived before him, and it was, you know, it don't matter who you are, what type of upbringing you come from, it don't matter how much money, if you have money, if you don't, any life without Jesus Christ is you still lost, no matter what. You might not have no crazy drug addictions or anything like that, but I'm telling you, God is just good. I'm just, like I said, working on my new single called Young Girl. I actually wrote it about a year and a half ago because a year and a half ago, you couldn't tell me that I would be sitting on this radio station phone call with you lovely folks. You couldn't tell me that I would be, you know, at the Stellar Awards or any of those things because I was just broken. Mm-hmm. And that's what that song's about. About a young girl who is constantly giving love out, but she's empty.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually started off as a letter from God to me because God was really trying to reach me and get a hold of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to surrender. I was married.
Mm-hmm.
I got married at 19, and the guy I got married to, he wound up going into prison, and I held him down as a wife was supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
mm-hmm.
a young wife at that, and that's, you know, he went into prison, and it was like I went into the church.
Mm-hmm.
The church is what gave me the peace to deal with my family being shredded apart. And I grew on fire for God.
Mm-hmm.
He grew more on fire for the kingdom of darkness. We grew apart.
Mm-hmm.
And he got out, and, of course, he went his route. He went his direction.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was devastated. I was heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the Lord stepped in. And the story goes from there. So it's a really powerful song. Really powerful.
Amen. Well, you know, we can't wait to get it to play it because, you know, the good thing about, like, Blog Talk Radio is that you can have your show on every day of the week. And that's what I like. But, you know, we choose, like, well, we don't want to be what people would say called greedy. So we just have certain days that it come on. And, you know, we try to reach out to each and every one that's out there in the world to, like, you know, we want to invite them in because God has a word for everybody because everybody's
right.
life situation, everybody's
mm-hmm.
trial and tribulation that they have gone through, that's a testimony for somebody to know that it's okay. You'll get through
right.
your storm too, you know, because we each and every one of us on this call has a story to tell. Now, I can remember, and this is, I'm going to tell you how God is. I can remember when we was here in Youngstown and we was filming for Devils with a Smile. And Miss Monica, Reverend Monica.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the character Monica. Wait a minute. Not the character Monica.
No,
right?
No,
not the character. The real live Monica.
Right. Okay.
Plain.
Yeah, yeah. Right. We're not talking about Monica's fevers right now. We're talking about an actual living person that's here in the flesh today. Excuse me. So we was there at the church, and, you know, God put in my spirit, like, we should pray. So I said, come on, everybody, let's pray because God has put it in my spirit to pray. So we was getting ready to go pray, all of a sudden, she started coughing and like a crazy cough, like she couldn't even control it. It just happened out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It just happened. And then, you know, like the enemy was really trying to have a, how do you call that? It's a word to use that when somebody is trying to, well, anyway, but it was a distraction to what I'm looking for. The enemy was, and I'm telling you, it wasn't nobody but the enemy because the enemy didn't want this to go forth. So she started coughing uncontrollably, and I'm telling you, everybody started praying over her and just, you know, calling it off in the name of Jesus. And after all of that happened, in the blink of a second, God brought her back so she was able to just go in prayer. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So as soon as I said, come on, everybody, let's go into prayer and just pray because some stuff was going on. So God put it in my spirit, like, we need to pray right now.
Right.
And when that happened, the enemy said, oh, no, I'm going to cause a distraction. Well, y'all going to say forget about it. But no, because once God put his finger on something, once God called it, It's done, no matter what. No, what God does, no man or no enemy or no nothing can stop it. So I just
think that he was doing it, that he did it because he didn't want me to pray. Okay.
Right,
you know, so it was, for those that don't know, I have asthma, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the most severe asthma attacks that I had ever had, okay?
That was crazy.
And I seriously think that because of everything that went on, because after that, remember, Sister Weaver got sick, okay?
Right.
And I believe that the enemy wanted me to be out of there because I believe that, you know, the word says that, basically, the more people you have praying, okay, more authority, the more that you have over whatever the circumstance is, the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And what ended up happening was something that we all needed to be interceding for, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And I think the enemy really wanted to just take me out and say, well, you know what, I got to go. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't even be there, okay?
Right.
But God
right.
said not so,
Amen.
Okay?
Yes,
so
ma'am.
We
yes,
continued,
ma'am.
And we were able to intercede in the spirit for everything that went on. And that's why
yes.
I know that this production is of God, because it was so
Hallelujah.
Many different attacks that came
yes.
through the enemy that attacked various people. I'm not going
yes,
to go
ma'am.
Into any detail,
right,
but attacked
right, right.
various people
yes.
and stirred up things, okay?
Wow,
and I
yes.
know for a fact, you know, that we all were supposed to be there for such a time
Amen.
As that,
yes, ma'am.
Okay? So that the enemy would, in fact, be defeated, because greater
Amen.
Is he that is in us than he that is
yes.
in the world.
Amen. And you know, my favorite saying is, hey, let God arise and the enemy be scattered, because what the world didn't give, the world can't take away.
Amen.
And he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Formed against us.
Because
Amen.
I'm telling you, whenever you're doing any kind of work for Jesus, like Miss LaWanna was saying, see, the enemy did not want you to go forth and become saved and be the woman that you are today, a woman of God, because he know that, see, once God gets you, it's nothing that the devil does. And we're not giving him no credit, because we all know that he mm-hmm. has a job to do. That's
right.
his job, kill, steal, and destroy. So
right.
he gets so angry that he can't get you back like he once had you. No, because there's no way in this world, I don't care what he throws at me. I just don't care about no attack, because I'm not going to ever leave God. I'm not going back to this
Amen.
World. Even though we're in the world, we don't have to be of the world. You know, because a lot of people don't understand what
Amen.
That means. Well, how can you be in the world and not of the world? What we're saying is that just because we're in this world and we used to live like that, we used to go to the bars, we used to be out there partying, we used to get high or whatever it was that we used to do, you know, we're not going to do that anymore. We're done with that lifestyle. We're in God's world now. We are saved Christians. God has given us a new name. See, we have a new name in heaven. And the way we used to be, the way people seen us, like they used to see us, we're not that person any longer, no more. Now,
Amen.
Are we still a work in progress? Yep. We sure are, but guess what? We're not that person that we used to be.
Amen.
We're not that person.
Amen.
What we done yesterday, God has forgiven us for it, because we have asked for forgiveness in the name of Jesus. And, you know, I'm just excited that we're on this call. Even though Mr. Face to Face was not saying much, y'all, but believe you me, he's on this call. But, God is just so good. And I always ask God before the show, God, give me the right words to say. Give me what I need to know what to say and how to say it. Because one thing for certain and two things for sure, everybody, we do not want our work to be in vain. We don't
Amen.
Want anything that we're doing to be in vain. And I thank
Amen.
God, that, you know, he gives us the ability to do what's right in his eyes. And what I want to do, everybody, is go to a song, because this is the Face-to-Face
mm-hmm.
Gospel Hour on Blog
mm-hmm.
Talk Radio with our Round Talk Table, and we thank God for it. So I'm going to try to play this song. We'll be right back.
Bye.
about Jehovah. Try to hide it, but it's obvious like a comb over. Nah, baby, can't do it, can't take them chances. Life is more than being smoking and drinking exotic dances, yeah. Get plugged in, Jesus is the bright light. Make your color show kinda like a light bright. Ready, set, go. Push the button with God. I can do all things without him. Absolutely nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
To the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour here on Blog Talk Radio, and I want to just welcome all of our guests again. I am going to open up the floor to Miss LaWanna because I know she has to go. She has an appointment here shortly. So if there's anything else that you would like to say to the people, we'd like to open the floor to you, Miss LaWanna.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, first I just want to say I appreciate you so very much for, inviting me out today on this lovely phone call with you guys. So I definitely appreciate that. And, I just wanted to kind of, share something here. It's kind of touching, piggybacking off of what you said about not being in the world and not doing the things that we want, to do, and the power of that testimony. I have to say I'm guilty of this. God, I know I'm called to be the light because the Bible tells us Christians to, the light, that we are a light on top of the hill for the world to see us. And the world, you know, standing for a culture, a mindset, certain lifestyles. That's what the Bible is referring to as far as the world stands, not the actual, you know, physical world. And so I was like, okay, I used to always sit there and try to calculate in my head, you know, how God was going to, how he was, I'm like, God, I just don't get it. You know, how are you going, how am I, you know, I started off when I used to be, you know, a baby Christian. I used to just run around and bop everybody upside the head with the Bible. All my old friends and, you know, family members, oh, you're not supposed to do that and this, this, and that, and da-da-da-da. I used to just get on their nerves. But as God has matured my spirit and as I developed and grew in him, I started to just love on people. And not necessarily condemning them for what they were not doing right or where they were at. I just started, you know, to really just kind of love them where they were and just doing what God told me to do. Like, ever since I've started, you know, God has started lifting me up and performing and, you know, posting things on Facebook with you lovely people and everything. I got a message from a old partner I used to run with, who was married into the family. I guess her relationship. She reached out to me via Messenger, and she told me, she said, you know, I have to say, I love seeing the change in you, because seeing the change in you, it gives me hope that there's that maybe one day I can change.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, I just I want what you have. And I told her, I said, follow after Jesus with everything that you got, and it will happen. Because that's the only thing that I did. And I'm pretty sure that's what all of you can say. It's no special remedy. It, God's not a respecter of person. It's, it doesn't, you know, matter the decrease in the sin or, well, you murdered somebody. Well, I was on drugs. Well, you were a prostitute. Okay, well,
right,
the one
right,
that was
right.
murdered, that was really, really bad of you, so you're not going to get that close to God because you murdered somebody. It's not
right.
like that. You know, he doesn't care where the murderer, the prostitute, and the drug addict is all equal in his eyes, even the child molester, all equal in his eyes. And that was really powerful to know that, and it made me think, not that it matters, but it made me think. Because the enemy, a lot of times, for those that are, you know, having the passion and the desire to wanna, you know, be the light of the light of the world and to lead and you know, instruct God's people, they always feel this intimidation or the enemy hitting them upside the head that you're not doing nothing.
Right.
It's not doing anything. You're not helping anyone. Nobody cares. But it made me think of how many other people have been touched that knew me when I was in the world but haven't come forth to say something.
Right.
So I just wanted to say that, and for you that are listening, that maybe you're, I just feel in my heart that you're struggling with, you know, that coworker or that husband and that family member of being the light. You know what? Take that burden off of you. It's not your burden. Give it to the Lord. Just do your part. Let God change you. Let God change you. Go after Jesus with everything within yourself for yourself first, and he'll get the rest. He'll change you, and they won't be able to deny the change that is in you. That's the power. And I'll leave off with that.
Amen. Well, thank you for that encouraging word, because somebody needed to hear that. Somebody in the world needed to hear that. Amen. And, you know, before you go, we just want to thank you for being on the Face-to-Face Gospel Hour. And I'm sure that we're going to bring you back when you have more time and we can all sit around. We can all be at the round table again on Blog Talk Radio and just, you know, just go into what God needs us to do to put forth out into the world. And we just appreciate you, and we want you to continue in your ministry and continue in your singing, and just let God use you the way he sees fit. You know, we can all touch and agree because God used each and every one of us in a mighty way. So we have to just know to move out the way and let God use us the way that he sees fit. So we thank you again for being on the show today, and you have a blessed day, and let God be with you in all that you do today. Amen.
Amen. God bless you guys as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
And till next time.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
All righty. Bye-bye, everyone.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Amen. So, Reverend Monica, not Monica Stevens, but the real Monica. What's going on? Tell the people something about you, what you're doing, what you have going on, what's your ministry?
My ministry is so many different things.
Yes, ma'am.
One thing that I do is I am a gospel comedian.
Okay.
And I do a character called Grandma Flashlight, and I do family-oriented. You know how there's always the old lady that can say some things that need to be said, that anybody else, if they said them, they'd be shot?
Mm-hmm.
That's Grandma Flashlight, okay? She tells you how it is, okay? And so I try to have a message, but I say it in a way that people will laugh, and then maybe they'll reflect on themselves and see themselves in it. Okay, for example, I might talk about grandma going to somebody's graduation and how folks come and they save all of these seats. And
yes,
then
ma'am.
Halfway through the graduation, they bring everybody in there. Okay, and I say it in grandma's way. And people can look back and say, you know what? Maybe next time I won't do that. If they can't get there on time, okay,
then
they won't have a seat. I do different stories to incorporate what the Word of God says. For example, I'll be at Reed's Chapel in Youngstown the first Sunday in May, I believe it's the 7th, at 4 o'clock for their Rainbow Tea. It's an annual thing, so Grandma Flashlight always has a message, okay, that she gives to the people.
Yes, ma'am.
And so she has her way of doing it with the gray wig, you know, flowered print dress and all of that, okay? That's grandma. Only grandma
Amen.
Can be grandma. So that's my one ministry, okay?
Yes,
my other ministry happens to be I believe that God has given us this earth to be good stewards over. After we had the earthquake in 2011, and I started doing some investigation into it and found out that it was because of the fact that we had something called injection wells and hydraulic fracturing. God opened up doors for me to go around and to bring awareness of what we were doing to the earth just because we're trying to get some oil, and how people are being made sick because of the pollutants and the contaminants that are put into the ground, and how that stuff leaks and people have gotten sick and what have you. And so he gives me messages that I do periodically. My ministry is called Defenders of the Earth Outreach Mission. It gives me an opportunity to meet with people of various faith walks. We come together. And it's been pretty fruitful for me to do that. It's called a lot of attention to things. I also just preach the word from time to time. I was pastoring for a number of years, and now I just go wherever I'm happen to be sent. I'll be preaching this Sunday at Holy Trinity Missionary Baptist Church, where Pastor Macklin is at. So that's going on. So I'm an extra in the movie that's getting ready to come out, and then I've got a part in the next production that we're doing with Devils with a Smile. I'm keeping it busy, and this is how I have been able to meet a lot of you all. So, I have learned that you just go with whatever God has you to do, and that works for me.
Amen. I'm going to tell y'all, I cannot wait, because Sister Yvonne is going to tear Monica Stevens up.
Watch out, man.
Tear Monica Stevens up. Monica Stevens with all them demons up inside her, acting like Sybil, like she one minute she this way, one minute she that. Let me just bring out my oil to throw some oil on this one and just cast all them demons out. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell y'all devils with a smile. It's a little bit of that, and it's got some real life issues up in there. I'm telling you, you can't wait. And then it's going to turn into the gospel soap opera. And I'm telling you now, that right there, woo, that's going to be off the hook. I'm looking for some Grammys to come up out of that one. Because I'm claiming it right there in the name of Jesus. We're going to have some Grammys going on. We're going to be accepting all the awards that God is giving unto us, because God's riches is better than what the man have on land. So I'm excited.
Amen.
Each and every one of us on this line is a part of Devils with a Smile. And our premiere is on the 26th of April.
April the 23rd,
and now at the Encore Theater. For those of you all that's in Youngstown, Ohio, over there in Nows, over that way, but you can't make it. I believe that may be the only theater in the where the mall is. And that's going to be just off the hook. I cannot wait until God say, okay, I'm about to take this to the next level. So
and it's only $10. It's only $10. Can you believe that?
$10. And then, you know, it's just, God is just amazing how he just uses Earlene Gifford Weaver. Well, evangelist Earlene Gifford Weaver. Because, you know, she's amazing how, you know, because it's been some rough times. I'm telling y'all, we have been with her from the very beginning. From the very beginning, we've been with her. And it was just like, we have seen so many people come and go. We've seen so many, you know, like a lot of times people feel like, well, you know, of course we want to get paid. I mean, that's common sense. But a lot of times when God starts you off, and he say, I need to use you right now. God don't say, well, I'm going to have to charge you. You need to pay me so I can use you to do this part. God don't do that. No, God has already blessed you to put you in that part. So that's your payment right there. Just be thankful and grateful that God is using you to show your talent what God has given you. But if you're doing anything because you feel like it's all about you, then you need to be saved. Because when
that's
God
not
gives
your
us
ministry.
Something, exactly. God blesses us to be a blessing to somebody else, and that's how we receive our blessings, by blessing other people.
Amen.
A lot of people don't get that. They think, well, you
Amen.
Know, well, I'm supposed to get paid, or no. God paid the price for you, so don't nobody owe you nothing. God already paid the price. Just go in and do what God needs you to do, and let God elevate you. Let God elevate you. Don't try to elevate yourself, because you can't do that. You don't even have the power to elevate yourself, first of all, because you have to study to show yourself approved to God.
Amen.
You have to study because faith without works is dead.
That's right.
If you think 1 second that you did anything, then you need to be saved. I'm just going to put it out there because, you know, even with Christians, just because they say, Lord, Lord, Jesus, oh, hallelujah, that don't mean they say it. You know, a lot of people do stuff because they see other people doing it and they want to fit in. So I don't want to fit in enough, and I want to just be a willing vessel to just do my reasonable service. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah. Like, and everybody, you know, in it, it seems like the people I met, it's ministry. Okay, so if it's not ministry, then you're not meant to be a part of this, okay?
Exactly.
Because that's first, okay, is that we are ministering. We may be acting, but we are ministering, because there's somebody out there that can relate to what's going on in that film, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
if
ma'am.
You don't get that this is ministry first, then, you know, you need to be somewhere else, okay? I'm going to just say it like it is. And God will open up the doors, okay? I know for a fact because you know, even though I have been gone through training and everything, school, and paid money to be a minister, I have preached and not gotten a dime, okay? Because that's ministry, all right? Now, God has blessed. You know, and I honestly believe that as we give unto this project that Sister Weaver has, that God is going to bless us in other areas. He knows what we need, but our focus is not on the money. Our focus is on the ministry. And as that happens, okay, and see, I believe that God is weeding out folks. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
He's weeding out people. So people that don't have that vision, okay, bye-bye. Okay, so that when the time comes, all right, that we are blessed financially, okay, God will know that these are the people that weren't in it for the mighty dollar, okay? These are the people that are in it for ministry. And when we receive it, it'll just expand the ministry even greater. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
amen.
Absolutely.
Just to elaborate a little bit more, too,
yes,
as well,
ma'am.
With Evangelist Erlina Weaver's ministry as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Definitely, yes, it is ministry. Her most one of her focal points is forgiveness, and it's because of her lifestyle and the things that she had to endure that she had to first learn how to forgive and to be forgiven. So one of her main points in the drama theater is actually teaching people that, hey, no matter what you go through, no matter what circumstances come your way, that you still have to learn how to forgive, how to be forgiven, not just for other people, but for forgive yourself for isolation, forgive yourself for embarrassment, forgive yourself for, you know, what you felt like, why did this happen to me?
So forgive yourself for the why.
And that's one of the great things about the acting and doing the drama theater portion of it. There's so much more, but that's just, you know, just a little bit. It's going to teach you that powerful portion, which I feel that's one of the parts that we really struggle with as humans, you know, as people, is forgiving, is the forgiveness part, true forgiveness.
Amen.
Mr. Face to Face. I know you on here. You just as quiet as you want to be. That's the most quietest person I know, y'all. What do you have anything that you like to collaborate on, Mr. Face to Face? Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here. You know, I just said it's the women's round table, man. I didn't, you know, realize, so I just fell back. You know, I'm staying in my lane.
Well, men are welcome to. We opened the floor for men to be invited, so, and you are like one of the hosts of this show, so.
I'm taking everything in, you know. I like to listen, especially when women is talking, you know. That's really how we learn. We have to learn from when, because women teach you a lot, because they're pretty much in depth and they really spiritual and emotional though at the same time. So I'm just listening and, you know, guiding and asking God and trying to learn, you know, as a man to make the right moves, to make our queens happy, So I just fall back listening, you know, and everybody sounds so good and they got everything going on, man. I'm just, you know, I'm just in here thanking God, man, thanking for you beautiful women, okay?
Well. We're going to have an episode where the managers versus the artists on our show one time. So that way we can have a few managers on the line and a couple of artists. And just to see, it doesn't matter what type of artist you are. But I'm speaking as far as like gospel artists, which is that refers to like spoken word, gospel rap, praise team, solo artist, whatever it is that you may be doing, but as long as you're doing it for Jesus, and we're going to have some managers on so we can collaborate and see how the managers are able to work with the artists, because you know what? That's a task that's all within itself right there. So,
amen.
You know, we're just going to have that episode one time and to see what God does about that, because God is worthy of all the glory and all the praise. And, you know, I'm just so excited that we have actually, this is the first time that we've got a 90-minute show. And I hear a dog outside barking, and that's just crazy. But I guess they need to have a word to say, too. So,
Sister Phyllis.
Yes.
I want to know if 1 month you would be, we do something called UNAC Family Night, and usually it's every third Sunday at the Rust Belt Theater in Youngstown, and it's an open mic family night. The only requirement is that the person or the persons, their act has to be family friendly, but we also have a featured artist. That's
okay.
Where you would come in. And the featured artist would present whatever they do. Now, the way we pay, because we don't have a 501c3 yet, is we do a 50-50 raffle. Half of it goes to the person whose ticket is drawn. The other half goes to the featured artist. We also have catering by Fresh Wind, Trina Williams. It's all free, okay? It's a way to bring families together to, you know, and our next one is not until May, the third Sunday in May, the 21st. It's at 6:30 p.m. every third Sunday, okay? And so the person, whoever is featured, they do, you know, like maybe a half an hour, 45 minutes, and they can interact with the kids and what have you and tell about what they do. And, you know, if you got CDs or whatever you want to sell, you can do that as well. So I just want to throw that out to you. All right.
Okay. Well, we will definitely like collaborate on that.
Okay.
I'll inbox you, and then we can talk. You can talk with my manager about it. I'm sure
okay.
he won't have a
Thank
problem
you.
With it.
Thank you.
I'm sure. Yeah, so that will be fine. We'll just collaborate on that. But what I do
All
like
right.
to say, well, I'm glad you put that out there so now people know what's going on with you and what's coming up. And Sister T. Teresa? Miss Guilford? Hello? Uh-oh.
Hello?
Oh, okay. I was about to say, well,
hey.
I'm closer. I
had to mute
words.
With all the extra noise I had going.
Okay. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, hello, wait a minute. Okay, so did you have any last words before we, because our show is really coming to an end. We got like about 9 minutes left and our show is coming to an end. So did you have any last encouraging words that you want to give to anybody?
Just to, you know, keep the faith. And what you ask God to do in your life. And not only just in keeping the faith, but once you keep the faith, learn how to live an exemplified way, you know, an exemplified character of what you're asking God for in keeping that faith. And just thank you for being, you know, having me on to be able to be
ma'am.
A part and to listen to get what I needed.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank you all for coming. Miss Monica, did you have any last words that you wanted to say?
I just want to say thank you again, and also just as to everybody, sometimes we can get overwhelmed in doing things. Everything that is a good work or everything that's good is not necessarily for us to do. Take some time to rest and get direction and get refilled so that you can do what God has called for you to do. Don't get burnt out.
Amen. Well, everybody, we want to thank everybody for being on the show. Mr. Face to Face himself, do you have any last remarks? Okay, he said no, but you know he got some remarks because we're a team, so we work together. We want to just thank everybody for being a part of the Face to Face Gospel Hour today on Blog Talk Radio. We want to just say you all were wonderful. We appreciate you. We love you. And this has been an awesome roundtable talk with women, and yes, ma'am, we're welcome too. We don't leave out anybody. And remember to let God arise and the enemy be scattered. And he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Yes.
What the world didn't give, the world can't take away. Remember to put God first in everything you do. Let God lead you, be an example. Go out and tell somebody you love them today. If you don't do nothing else, forgive somebody, love somebody,
Check on your neighbors. Check on the elderly. Check on the babies, you know, because they all need love too. If you don't know nothing, just go to the nursing home. Just go visit somebody. Just visit somebody, because those people be lonely in there and they need somebody to just know that they're being loved too. But most of all, keep God first in everything you do. We thank God for his presence today. If you have any music or any spoken word or something like that that you want to get out for people to hear, send it to the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour at yahoo.com. That's F-A-I-T-H, the number 2, F-A-I-T-H, Gospel Hour at yahoo.com. This has been the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour, and we thank each and every one of you. Have a blessed day. Amen.
Amen.
Na na na. Somehow, some way. Somehow, some way. Somehow, some way. Hey yo, she's pacing back and forth in the hospital hallway. See, it's already been a long day waiting for the doctor to tell her if her daughter's gonna make it. Heartbeat racing like a man in his heart to concentrate, but she's consciously in constant prayer, faced with odds that are not in her favor. See, her little girl means the world to her from my observation, and she struggled with the disease her whole life. But this time it's major, she just trying to brave it. Like Hank Aaron, daring a place of trust in a God that's gracious, strong in the faith, unwaver. Overheard the conversations, there were complications with the operations. But even in the storm, she's praising, thinking Yahweh, cause death is not the end for the saved. Somehow, some way, somehow, some way, somehow, some way. Somehow, some way. Guess when it rains, it pours. Through the pain, I know the saints endure. I'm sure, and so our aim is more. Shooting for the moon, if we miss, we'll still be amongst the stars. Like Mars, so even in the dark, we shine bright like the fire from the flaming torch. Let the lights reflect in the sun until the second coming is destined. Won't be the same as before. War, see the rider on the white horse, who comes in the name of the Lord. The ancient anchor who angels adore, who take away our shame, our sins he bore. See the pen still mightier than the sword, of course. Know the word our only defense in its courts. And the poor in spirit will be the rich in the kingdom of God. Somehow, some way, somehow, some way, somehow, some way, somehow, some way. I know the good times don't last forever. There will be sunshine and inclement weather. So cherish every second you have, for the moment is passing and you can't hold on to it. It's only a shadow that's fleeting, leaving only the memories behind it. These are the ties that bind us together, they will never sever. And we can never forget the past, the blessed live only to regret it. That's the present. There's a lesson if you get it, that's truly meant to prepare us. So I'm asking, Lord, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. I know I got red in my legend, I confess it. I am wretched to the core of my essence. Even my righteousness is filthy rags, trash. But in that you'll find the treasure somehow, some way. 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 Somehow, some way.